Yerushalmi, Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on the sixth line with the word Mesiv. Mesiv Beblezer, Lo Abonon, Kamad de Islachoin, Kal Besua, Bechoyme Bemeruba, Kain Isli Kal Bemeruba, I should say. Beblezer said to Abonon that, well, the Mishnah taught that if it's grain next to vegetables or vice versa, according to the Abonon, one must distance it a Beis Oiva. Beblezer said that for vegetables next to grain, it's six trochim. So now, just as you are stringent in a square field to require a Beis Oiva, and nevertheless you are lenient for a row of vegetables to require any six trochim, so too I am lenient in a square field, as I don't differentiate between a row and a square. It should say, Hein Ashkechan de'if l'Rabbonon kal b'shua v'choymer b'meruba. The Gemara says, where do we find the Rabbonon are lenient for a row and stringent for a square? Ka'adah, the Tani, ha'reitzeh la'asayz shua, shal yerek v'sech sadeh seitura, ha'reitzeh o'iseh o'irech shua, Oyrech esa amos emechza aloichav shisha. The Gemara answers, well, we see in a braisa, if one wishes to sow a row of vegetables in the middle of his grain field, he should make a row of separation, 10.5 amos long and 6 trochim wide. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, eino zeireya lesecha elamin echad bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only one type of vegetable may be planted in order to distinguish it from the rest of the field. Amar b'zeira, moide Rabbi Yochanan kashu hoyu shiva shu zeireya tefach mikan, oisin chamisha nidoinim lakan ulakan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that when the row is 7 trochim wide, he may plant a tefach wide strip of one species on one side of it along the entire length, and do the same with a different species along its other side. The middle 5 trochim combined with each of the tefachs to make a separation row of 6 trochim. Based on this teaching of Rabbi Zeira, in Bava they raised a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Not a chetzi shura, va'amad lai ubikesh daschil b'shura acheres, Rav Chista amar asa, oimalei akor es ashura, oimalei es ashura. If he planted one half of the row with one species and now wishes to plant the other half with another species, Rav Chista said that it's prohibited, he must uproot what he planted or fill in the rest of the row with the same species. Rabbi Yudan Amar is Palgun, Rabbi Chia Bar Ba, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chad Amar Filu Shleisha Lesech Shisha, Vechorana Amar Filu Echad Mikan Vechad Mikan, Vechad Beemsa, Rabbi Yadin Man Dama Amada Man Amada. Rabbi Yudan says that Rabbi Chia Bar Abba and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak both disagreed with Rabbi Chista, but they also disagreed with each other. One said that even if he planted 3 continuous tefachim of the 6, it's considered a row and he may plant there. The other said that if the 3 were not continuous, as there was one here and one there and one in the middle, it's considered a row. However, we don't know who said each opinion. Mimanda Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Ravad Shalei Yehi Sham Chalva Havi Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Hu Da Amar Afila Echa Mikan Echa Mikan Echa Beemsa. Now the Gemara comes to conclude its question. Well, on that which Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the permission applies only if there's no empty space, as the 3 trochim must be continuous. It must be therefore Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak who said that if the 3 that were planted were not continuous, it's still considered a row. But we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least 3 trochim of the row's 6 tefach width must be planted. This is unlike Rabbi Zeira, who said earlier that according to Rabbi Yochanan, 1 tefach is enough, and the Gemara does not resolve this question. Imhayu stadin rabba al achalva muta. If the planted area on the sides is greater than the empty area, then it's permitted.